producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
OTB with TMB and RSB. How's that for acronyming?
OTB. Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing, RSB?
Doing well, my friend. I understand you're ootin' a boot this afternoon or night, and we won't tell everybody where you are. Just glad you're going to have some fun with family in the midst of all of your editing and getting the next phase and next episodes ready for a global quest.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts right now, as has been the case for the last few weeks, but pretty exciting. We're getting close to the launch here in just 2 weeks from yesterday, and it's going to be pretty incredible. I'm pretty excited about the product that we're going to be able to offer people and the information that they're going to be able to learn. And just the final rendition of this thing is going to be really amazing. It's going to look like a documentary that was produced in Hollywood, and so I'm really excited about the quality.
What is it about the production quality? I mean, I know this is not a cancer talk now. This is just my nerd geek video guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, from the first one, to now going through, I guess this is sort of phase three of going to a global quest here. Was it just about a learning curve or involving other new people in this? I mean, how did it evolve here?
Yeah, well, I mean, the main difference is the fact that the first quest for the cures, we just did the interviews, we put it together, we did it on a shoestring budget. Which, it wasn't really shoestring. I mean, it still cost us a lot of money.
Sure.
But it was just, the final product was just kind of me with a white background, and we went interview to interview. The next one, we were able to do it to kind of kick it up a notch, you know, mm-hmm. to use the term from Emeril Lagasse.
Yes.
We kicked it up a notch. And what we did is that we were able to, you know, we got a studio background for me, and we were able to add some graphics on the TV screen and added a little bit of music to it, and so it just kind of made it more interesting to watch. You know, they call it pattern interrupt, I'm learning.
Okay.
That, you know, instead of watching somebody for 5 or 7 or even 10 minutes on an interview,
right.
You know, you flash away to different scenes, and it just keeps people's attention better.
No, you know, that's really cool that you bring that up. I hadn't heard it called pattern interrupt, and it is interesting because you know how we do our health discussions weekly here. I'm on the air 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And sometimes I'll have people that I'll interview, and they're a little bit surprised by my interview style because, you know, we always like to throw in a bit of humor or a little absurdity here and there. And I think it follows what you've just described, this pattern interrupt, because you can't just be fed monotone information, even if that information is good. There has to be a way to engage and kind of break up the thought forms and the mindset so that it can get past some level of the censor.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's really what we've done. That's what we did a little bit with the last one. And then so people watched it, and it was more interesting to watch. There was more pattern interrupts. And so what this one, we're just taking it to another level. There's going to be even more of the custom animations. There's going to be graphics on the TV screens. There's going to be music overlay. I just talked to one of our video guys, and thus far in episode one, we have 70 custom animations for pattern interrupts.
Wow.
So thus far, and it's not even done.
Well,
so,
and if you take it to me, it's called Paternus Interruptus.
Well, there's a bunch of Paternus Interruptus going on. So the bottom line is it's going to be really interesting to watch, and it's mm-hmm. going to be something that people are really proud of to buy for a friend or family or to show to a friend or family, and it's going to be really professionally finished out. And so this kind of information needs to look good.
Yes.
Because otherwise it looks like it's not legitimate. Unfortunately, you know, perception is half of reality. And so
sure.
If you look like it was filmed in your basement, then people don't give it a lot of credence. But if it looks like it was filmed in Universal Studios, people will tend to give more credence to it, and this one's going to look like it was filmed, you know, with a big budget, even though it really didn't have a big budget.
Well, TMB, I just have to say that the sincerity that, you know, that oozes from your pores, when we did the first one, without all of the technology and the paternus interruptus, you know, it really struck that chord that allowed for the second and the third, you know, explosive, larger, you know, reaching out around the globe like it has, because sometimes that level of sincerity is enough to break through an initial level. But you're right. When we want the information to reach a broader audience that desperately is waiting to hear it, sometimes you have to work the package a little bit so that you can send it. All the people that love you and what we're all doing here want to help others that may not be as open to it and might need it in a different kind of package. And I see this Global Quest, this third version now, which expands it greatly, is allowing this to be received by more people than ever before.
Well, that is the goal, and that was our goal from the first, was to get this message out to the masses. And as you mentioned, to for our group of people, for our crowd,
yep.
You don't have to have it looking like that. But for them to share it with people that have never heard this message, you
yep.
have to. Otherwise, it loses credibility from the start because it looks like it was filmed in your mother's basement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're not doing Wayne's World Quest for the Cures.
We're not doing Wayne's World, and we're not doing what was the movie with Adam Sandler that he lived in his mother's basement, The Wedding Singer. We're not doing Wayne's World or Wedding Singer, right?
No. This is very exciting. So everybody, look out for that. It's in the show notes, of course. You can click the link. You'll see Ty's picture there at robertscottbell.com and sign up for free, and you'll be able to share it, and it's going to be great. So coming up, very exciting. Now, first official story of the day as we go outside the box. Interesting report. When you hear the word ISIS, it used to be the children's it wasn't a cartoon. It was like a female superhero. Do you remember Oh Mighty ISIS from our youth?
I remember that. Yeah, it was the Wonder Twin Powers.
Yeah, something like that. But but then it became, in more recent incarnation, the Islamic State terrorism kind of thing. And there's all kinds of controversy. We may or may not talk about that. But this ISIS is one I do want to talk about. It's called the Institute of Science and Society. And I'd never seen it before, but I saw it linked up. It's i-sis.org.uk. And there's a great story here called Organic Food During Mother's Pregnancy Reduces Risk of Male Birth Defects. And I thought, okay, this is pretty straightforward, but I like when they're compiling this kind of information and analysis to validate why we say, everybody, you must eat clean food, especially moms-to-be if you're pregnant.
Well, you know what? One of the things that we learned, Robert, in this quest for the cures is that your average baby has 280-plus chemicals that he's already gotten or she's already gotten by birth from the mother's umbilical cord blood, of which over 200 are carcinogenic. So this article is right in line with that conception that hey, maybe if the mother eats better during pregnancy, maybe we won't have such issues with birth defects and even babies being born with cancer. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued by the ISIS, too, Institute of Science and Society. I was thinking we were going to a terrorist organization that the NSA was going to log our IP address.
Seriously, that ISIS should, like, the superhero lady ISIS from Egypt should sue on behalf of the integrity of superheroes. Anyway, this story, of course, it also reminds me of the broader context here, that when we talk about organics, it isn't even during the pregnancy alone, but the preparation for it. But let's take it out and look at how would we say the charities? I'm not going to be charitable when I say this, but things like March of Dimes. How much research focus does March of Dimes go into to look at, hey, the difference between women who are eating organically versus just chemically grown, what they call regular agriculture nowadays? Anything?
Big difference. That I, you know, you cut in and out there. I couldn't quite get the whole question. Say it one more time. I'm on a slower connection here.
No problem. What I was wanting to connect with you is that discussion on charities like the March of Dimes. How much of their research money is going into a something like this to analyze birth defects as they are associated with moms who eat organically grown foods versus those who eat conventionally?
Oh, I got it. I got the whole question now. That's a good question. I don't know. I doubt that there's any, or maybe a dime out of every billion goes yeah. into this. I'm guessing it's a very, very small percentage, if any. But, you know, we could look at the larger question of charities in general, mm-hmm. not just with March of Dimes, but with any charity, how much of their purpose is actually being fulfilled by the monies that they're donating. And, I, you know, of course, I'm thinking specifically of the cancer charities.
Right.
Because the cancer charities spend, you know, pennies on the dollar for research. And then most of that research is not really valid research anyway. But assuming that it was, it's still pennies on the dollar. So, you know, I think this would be a good conversation to have in general just about charities that are actually not – you know, these charities are – nonprofit organizations typically, either 501c3s or C something else with the IRS. And so they're required to spend a certain amount of the donations they receive on their charitable purpose. And I wonder how many are really doing that. And the answer without doing the research, and I don't know about the other charities, but mm-hmm. my guess would be that very, very small percentage actually goes to their charitable purpose.
Well, and with a global quest, and we talk about the truth about cancer and the growth of the reception, of course, and the support for it, which has allowed some level of economic flow into other types of charities, which you've investigated, that are actually doing either work into real, what we would call legitimate scientific inquiry into prevention of cancer, or other forms of support that do not direct toward a pharmaceutical monopoly.
Those are the interventions that we would recommend that don't go towards a pharmaceutical monopoly. But unfortunately, the populace has been brainwashed at large to think that only drugs are the only answer to any kind of a disease. And, you know, it doesn't make sense. I was just watching through one of the episodes of the Global Quest last night, and it was Dr. Buttar in his animated way of speaking and yelling at times. You know, he says, it doesn't make sense to me that you take a drug that causes cancer like chemo to try to cure cancer. Even a 3-year-old knows that doesn't make any sense. And I just got a chuckle out of his animation. But,
yes.
You know, the bottom line is it doesn't make sense to think that we can cure sickness with man-made, patented petrochemical chemicals that are not found in nature. And Dr. Jonathan Wright had a great quote, and he said, patented chemicals do not belong in the body. He said, nature's medicine is all that belongs in the body.
All right, with that, hold off. We got to take a break here. Outside the Box is happening. TMBRSB in the house, having a good time, bringing the power to heal back to each and every one of you. Back to talk about, maybe even we'll go to Mars, because they said something about water. Stand by. All right.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back in. Ty Bollinger is here, and we're getting ready for a global quest. In the meantime, we go outside the box together. Remember our book that we wrote together, and it's called Unlock the Power to Heal, unlockthepowertoheal.com. Still getting great feedback over that. TMB, thank you for helping us get together and get the word out in that way as well.
Well, you know, it just makes me chuckle because I know that I owe us some changes to the book. We're going to have a revision coming soon, and I'm hoping that after this global quest, I'm going to actually have a little bit of time this last quarter to get that done and get Unlock the Power to Heal version number 2 out before the end of the year.
Well, you know what excites me about that is that even version 1, which is, you know, the first version of anything, you're going to go, wow, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have put that in. But I'm still getting people saying thank you. It's been such a practical tool of assistance for us to understand things in a simpler manner, to tap into, you know, ways to get well. And I'm just thinking of all the things that are just sitting there waiting to go into that next version. I'm just very excited.
You know, there are a lot of things, and you've already gotten most of them to me months ago, so I feel like I've been derelict in my duties. But
you
I'm
have not, my friend, not even in the least, man. It's so important getting this global quest out that, you know, I don't call you but every morning to ask you, what the heck's going on, man?
At least it's not twice a day, right?
Yeah, no. This is great. But it's just, for me, it's just so much fun because we're all aligned in spirit and mission on so many of these projects. And that's just another aspect of how we do the outreach here. And, you know, I mentioned the issue of charities and charitable work. I, you know, we believe charity is is rooted in freedom. It's the freedom to give because you want to give, not because somebody holds a gun to your head and says you have to give. And I think that also what we're finding out with a global quest and the money that's flowing in that can now flow into charities that are worthy for different reasons than moving into a pharmaceutical monopoly construct. I like the thought of that because so much of our culture has gotten used to, well, the government will take care of that, right? And it's like, no, yeah. They don't take care of it because the corporations that bought the government's influence will direct the money toward them, not to things that we really perceive will be helpful.
And people don't understand that, and I think that's why our message is so important, is to lay the foundation of this history that we were never taught. And once you understand the history that we were never taught, and you understand the fact that these healthcare institutions have been co-opted and have been bought by big business, and that the main thing that's driving the decisions each day is not really can we get people healthy, but the question being asked is how can we make more money? Hmm. Then you understand why some of these protocols are there being employed that seem to be more of a protocol that renders people hopeless and helpless but broke. For months, years until they die, as opposed to actually healing them, then it begins to make sense when you see that the real purpose behind these corporations is just to make money. It's not to keep people healthy or to heal them.
Right. And every once in a while, you'll get legitimate science published in a journal like the Environmental Health Perspectives Journal that we were just referencing in the opening segment that does this large epidemiological study. I think they analyzed 37,000 women and children pairs.
Yeah.
And that's where they determined that the organic food consumption significantly reduced the incidence of birth defects. This specifically looked at male, what they call urogenital birth defects. So if you read up on this and you say, wow, why isn't there more money being put in, if those of you who like to see studies and science, into quality of food and the impact on offspring? I mean, it seems pretty basic, pretty rooted in common sense, but as you said, Ty, we have been programmed to look for it must be a deficiency of some synthetic patented molecule, some drug, some form of chemo or otherwise.
Right, as opposed to this article, which is saying it's not a deficiency of these things, it's actually an excess of these hormone endocrine disrupting chemicals, one of which is BPA, and that's one thing that we talk about in the quest for the cures, and we mention it again in the Global Quest, which is really something that people should pay attention to. This is the bisphenol A that's in a lot of the plastics, and so people think they're doing a good thing by not drinking tap water, but they buy bottled water. But if there's only a few brands that you can buy, and one of the things that we found out recently is that I think it's the Fuji brand, they are completely BPA free. So if you're on the road and you don't have your portable water filter, your sports Berkey or whatever with you, there are still a few brands of water that you can get that don't have the BPA in them, and Fuji's one of them. And no, I'm not a Fuji representative. I just learned this a couple of days ago when I was at a store, and I'm like, I got to get something to drink.
Well,
I don't know. Let me look through the cans here.
Yeah, it's a good tip as well, because we obviously don't want to be relying on any plastifiers, but we want to reduce our exposure should we be on the road in that way. That's why we encourage the use of these portable filters as well as even glass containers. But when we come back, we will go to Mars, because there's a water discussion involved there, and we may have to discuss some ionizing radiation along the way. So stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. We've got links up to all of the things in the notes, including a Global Quest, which is going to be launching just so soon. I can't wait. We'll be right back.
Get your hats to Mars.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy, and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a nice conversation once again with my new friend, Dr. Adiel Del Tel Oren. It's hard to say even for an American Jew that speaks a little bit of Hebrew. it's a challenge for us with the American limitations on languages we have, Dr. T. But appreciate you so much and the great connection that we have here. And to remind everybody, this Sunday coming up, if you're listening live or shortly thereafter, you can still catch the Sarasota event and take part in it. And the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Doctors and laypersons alike are welcome. And this really goes to the heart of our mission here, Dr. T. The bringing of the power back where it belongs with the people. And it's not limited to people with degrees, which I've often called degrees, because a lot of times in order to get a degree, you have to leave common sense out the door and then get it, and then you have to relearn it after you've got your degree. So this is information for everybody. This is information for the people.
Correct. It is information that will allow each and every one of us who are in the seminar, which is only 6.5 hours, to actually learn to identify dangerous trends, to be able to give different skin lesions their names, to understand where they come from, how they develop and evolve, and to be able to speak intelligently about them so that they can easily convince people who are dear to them and their friends and loved ones to know how to persuade them to look at a different route, because we have all been brainwashed for so many years by the current establishment, and it's very difficult for people not to resist new information that tells them that there is a better way. So we need to be able to speak and communicate about it in a way that would allow people to say, oh, wow, this is really an interesting angle I didn't know about. For instance, people don't really know that when you biopsy a cancer, you are at risk of spreading cancerous cells into the circulation. And they don't know that when you biopsy a lesion, a skin lesion like a mole or a spot that appears suspicious, even if it is benign, what's left behind in the skin might still become cancer as the result of the inflammation induced by the biopsy itself.
Yes. Well, it's important to consider as well. And if we look at the non-invasive approaches, they're largely not being taught, certainly in the field of dermatology, because it's still based on patent medicine concepts. And those patents, of course, are all synthetic by definition in there. Therefore, we really don't have the enzymes, if you will, to break down synthetics that have never before been in the environment, that we have, you know, a history, thousands to millions of years, depending on your perspective, of developing ways to interact with our environment. These foreign substances are just, in the span of a few generations, we don't have necessarily the ability to go, oh, yeah, now I know what to do with that. I mean, it becomes cancerous.
Right, and I do know some dermatologists who are my friends who actually say what I'm saying. They are older people who have a lot less to lose, are less afraid of the establishment anymore, they're almost ready to retire, and they actually tell people, you know, don't do the biopsy on this lesion because you might stimulate something.
Mm-hmm.
They actually say that, a few of them, but the vast majority
are
still doing the procedures which are making a lot more money than even the materials.
Right.
Because this is a surgical approach, and most of the surgeries that are done are way too deep or not deep enough. That's why when they do procedures that are highly superficial, like using a liquid nitrogen,
sure,
it's called cryotherapy, to burn off a lesion using extremely cold liquid, in that situation, because it's so painful, they do a very superficial work that will be instant, not long enough, not deep enough, and they leave the roots behind.
Dr. T, I did see an enhancement in technology some years ago where they were using nitrous oxide, interestingly enough. It wasn't as brutally cold and damaging to the surrounding skin so that they could prolong it to get deeper. So I guess there have been some advancements. I don't know if it's ideal, but it's a little better than the nitrogen.
It probably is, but most of the time, because you don't have control over the treatment when you use a spray or when you use a liquid nitrogen rod, it depends on the application itself.
Sure.
And it becomes a guess. Do I go deeper than I need to? Did I cause more suffering? Did I destroy healthy tissue?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just getting the tissue that I want out? How far should I go? Should I go beyond the basal layer of the epidermis, or should I go further? These are the questions that need to be asked based on the physiology of the specific lesion. And most of the skin doctors that I know don't ask those questions. They simply follow the tradition, the standard of care, which tells them this is how it's been done, and they're still doing the same procedure that they've done since the 30s.
Yeah.
20th century.
Standard of care is often substandard. I mean, talk to the dental profession that continues at least a significant portion of it to insist that mercury is somehow not toxic when it's put in your teeth.
Exactly, and then it's a hazardous waste once mm-hmm. it's out of the teeth.
Exactly. Dr. T, if people cannot attend, and I am encouraging you, if you're listening to this before the 27th, this Sunday of September, to go in Sarasota to attend, and we have the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Those of you who have suspicious skin issues and want to reach out, Dr. T does travel from time to time, actually pretty regularly, but I imagine now with the technology, is it possible to do consultancies via Skype, or is that not feasible?
Well, people do consulting through Skype all the time when it comes to systemic skin problems or other types of problems, like my colorectal cancer approach that's been extremely successful is something that can be done through Skype and through phone consultations. But the actual removal of skin lesions needs to be still done face-to-face. I haven't figured out a way to do it through the Internet.
Right. No Skype colonoscopies yet.
Skyposcopy,
yes, that's very good. Well, that'll be next, but we'll wait for that for the meantime. Dr. T, you have, again, websites we have linked up in the show notes. I'm encouraging people to learn more or attend and be empowered to identify these things and help others, in crisis to get beyond fear into something that will actually help them.
Yes, I don't want it to be called the standard of care anymore, mm-hmm. but standard of scare.
Yeah, well done. It's just in time for Halloween. I like that.
Yeah, so people are so scared into doing procedures instantly before having a chance to think about it and to know what the other options or alternatives are. And ultimately, the goal is to turn the alternatives into the mainstream. And the mainstream of today should become the alternative only in those extreme cases where the mainstream no longer works, when the mainstream is the non-invasive, non-surgical, non-medical approach, and the invasive procedures should become really the last resort.
Well, you're speaking my language. Absolutely right. I always find it interesting how the language is used here in America. Like, they call traditional medicine is the medicine that's only spawned within the last 100 years, mostly invasive and toxic, and right. alternatives are the things that we've been using for thousands of years.
Yes, exactly. The power of language. That's why I call it the hypocritical oath. which is first do harm.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm telling you, if you go to Sarasota, I can already tell Dr. T, not only will you inform and educate, you will entertain and make people laugh, which is important in order to learn new things. That's why we do. As you noticed last week when we were on together with Liam, we get a little silly, too.
Yes, it's impossible not to around the two of you.
Hypocritical oath. I love it.
It's really important what you said about helping other people. Everybody who has a family or who has friends immediately can help save their lives, or at least save them the horrendous mental anguish of surgery and the disfigurement of surgery, when it is so easy to prevent melanoma and to stop carcinoma so easily of the skin without doing the horrible surgeries that are still done today, that it is truly a very sad situation for me to see so many people, even elderly women in their 80s, who are being completely debilitated with horrific surgeries on their face where they lose their entire cheek.
Wow. Yeah.
Because they had one little dot mm-hmm. on their cheek that could have easily been removed without this horrendous disfigurement. And they just go through that out of fear. It's so easy for every one of us to tell other people there's another way. And there are quite a few doctors that I've trained, including doctors in Florida, so that Sarasota is not left behind. And those local doctors can easily perform the procedure, they also have to learn in the same seminar as the lay people, if you will. The lay people sometimes are more educated than the doctors, but they all are together learning again how to identify those lesions, what can be done, and they see a lot of slides so that they understand about different concepts in the treatment of skin and mucous membranes, because also the mucous membranes have growth on them and tumors and lesions,
sure,
cysts and so on, and they can all be eliminated with no surgery, so that even the gynecologist can learn from that and use an approach that does not cause harm and is extremely effective, even in condylomas, you know, those warts from HPV.
Sure, yes. This is great news. And what about other areas of we got epithelial tissue all along the GI tract. You mentioned the sinus cavity as well. There are things called polyps that can develop as well, and rectal polyps even.
Right. Well, polyps, it's an interesting discussion. If it is superficial enough that the practitioner can easily reach that, it can eliminate all of those. But if it's deep inside the digestive system,
mm-hmm,
obviously we don't have easy access. So that's when we work on the causation.
Beautiful.
Polyps in the gut are not going to convert to cancer, just like most lesions on the skin do not convert to cancer. You don't see skin doctors immediately telling you to remove every mole on your face if it is apparently and obviously benign, because they know that the surgical approach they use is worse than the condition. So they don't tell you to remove it. They, in fact, discourage you from removing it. They tell you, don't get taken care of. Don't touch it.
All right, hold off. I got to ask you if you could stick around for another few minutes, because I figured this would happen. There's so much more to cover. We'll be back to wrap up the week's worth of shows here with Dr. T. Remember, the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore, don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, the websites are up, the links, I mean, including Dr. T events to the Sarasota event and future events you can check on. Also, the main website that he has, ecopolitan.com, ecopolitan.com, and it's easy to link up there at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors who make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And, of course, if you miss a show, it's available right here on GCN or Syndicator, iTunes, Natural News Radio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Epic Times, and across the pond, they rebroadcast us on UK Health Radio. Dr. T, I don't know if you get over to England, but they're going to hear about you now.
Sounds good.
So the people that should be coming to Sarasota, I'm already saying everybody should, but obviously not everybody will be able to make it. So we were talking even about polyps. I mean, that gets into a whole other fascinating discussion.
Right, because the polyps in the gut are often treated as the fearsome precursor to colorectal cancer. And people don't realize that some studies have shown that the most virulent cancers in the colorectal mucosa are actually the ones deriving from the flat portions of the gut and not from the polyps.
Mm-hmm.
So just like on the skin, the most fearsome lesions are melanomas, which are normally starting from the flat portion of the skin, not from the moles, not from the protruding lesions, but from the flat lesions. So the same thing is happening in the colon. The polyps are basically a red herring. It's an opportunity to do more and more colonoscopies, because almost everybody has polyps, just like almost everybody has skin lesions like moles that are benign.
Right.
So you don't want to remove a polyp that is totally benign unless it becomes an excuse to doing another biopsy. and to doing another colonoscopy a year later or 5 years or 2 years later. So colonoscopies are very, very expensive, and there's a big incentive to doing a lot more of them.
Sure.
Even though polyps, some of them could convert to cancer just like some moles can, but they will not convert to cancer if you address the inflammation in the gut. And that is what my other program, my certification program for colorectal rehabilitation, can easily help the colorectal mucosa slough itself and stop the inflammation and reverse the cancerous progression, which is provable through a lab test, a stool test that tells you exactly if you have cancer or no cancer. And so far, everybody who has done that test and came out positive, meaning they had colorectal cancer, when we did the follow-up 3 months later after doing intensive natural therapy, no drugs, no surgery, nothing, they had reversed their colorectal cancer, proven black and white on a lab test that is available mainstream in Europe, but in America, not even one doctor has heard about it. So then I want to teach people about that test so that they could easily poop in their own home, find out if they have cancer in the colorectal mucosa, then do a simple program at home and reverse it themselves within 3 months, 98% of the time. The other 2% so far have reversed it within 6 to 9 months. So far, 100% success rate, which sounds so good that it's almost too good to be true. I wish I could say it's only 95% to be more believable.
Isn't that interesting? To actually think that something will work every time, it's just a matter of time as well, depending on the severity and other issues. Is this something that you'll go over in the upcoming seminar or future seminars?
I will go over it in the online certification seminar in great depth. It's a 20-hour certification seminar for colorectal cancer rehabilitation and avoidance of colorectal inflammation. But in this certification in Sarasota, there will be just a mention of that because most of the time will be dedicated to the skin and not to the mucosal layer of the gut.
Right, right.
It is the skin sciences that are much more interesting to most people, and this one is for lay people, for acupuncturists, for...
But it is a certification workshop. We'll let everybody know if you can attend. I mean, plan to get there if you're listening live or soon thereafter. Skin Lesion Educator Certification Workshop, Sarasota. The cost is $95 for a 6.5 hour. It's an incredible deal, or you can actually pay at the door a little bit more, but I'm telling you, this is something that you will be rewarded for knowing, this kind of information. Dr. T, I can't wait to already have you back on again, and we hope to see you soon.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, links are up in the show notes. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King for our Healing Revolution segments, as well as Super Don. And Dr. T, always a pleasure, my friend, and look forward to next time. In the meantime, tell your friends, as I'm telling you, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.